everyone. We're Madonna and David, and we wanted to talk today about living with integrity. Integrity, from a frequency perspective, has a really high frequency. It's even higher than love. So when we're living in integrity, we raise our vibration on a daily basis, which is a really lovely, which is a really lovely thing. And I had two things, well, three things happen. You all may have watched a video a few days ago where I had a little bit of a tumble because someone called me a fraud online, you know, some keyboard warrior out there. That was the first thing. Then I was listening to a video this morning from some musicians, which was really interesting. Some Swedish musicians who started seeing things going on in the music industry 30 years ago and didn't want to be part of it. And they've lived their life with integrity ever since. And then the third thing that happened was that I was chatting to a kinesiologist this morning and she got slapped down big time this week by one of her besties, and because so many people find it hard to understand anything they don't know, so therefore, rather than hearing, understanding, they slam down the person who's giving information. So it's hard to live with integrity when you're being slapped around energetically, physically, emotionally, whatever it is. And I thought you'd have a few thoughts on that, David.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? The first that I have, because this did come up the other day, was that Brené Brown, you know, she's pretty famous now for positive psychology. She was saying when she goes out in the arena, because she's got really big YouTube talks and that sort of thing, she says, before you go out, leave some seats in the front for the critics, because they're going to be there and you have to prepare for them. And other podcasters like Joe Rogan goes, never read the comments.
Yeah, right? Okay, yes.
And so you've got these two sides of things where there's two approaches. You can either ignore them or actually prepare for it, because it's inevitable that, especially if you're going to come up with newer ideas or ideas that are not in the normal range of what the mainstream are used to, there's always going to be a bit of a challenge when you get started. And an example with her was that she, when she started, she was probably in her 40s, I suppose, except the comments she was getting was that she was fat.
Right.
And Brené Brown, who's really famous, and she was saying it was really, really hurt her feelings, but that's the type of stuff that you get. And now she's really famous, of course, she can kick it back down. But at the time, it was really hurtful. And she said, so when you go out in the arena, prepare that the critics and the nasty people are going to be there, because they're always there.
Yeah.
And instead of using logical arguments, they said that she was fat, you know, even though she's a very attractive person, I'd say.
Yeah. And then you get back to that, the person's not the problem, the problem's the problem. So part of
right.
the problem out there is, you know, sort of there's keyboard warriors who would not say it to your face, although sometimes people say things to your face and that's fine too. It's almost better, isn't it? Because then you've got that opportunity to think about it and rebut, you know, in that microsecond that we have when someone's nasty to us, that's designed to shut us down so that we don't come back and respond. They really don't want us to respond.
They
when
want to
someone's
put you off.
Nasty,
they
quite
want,
often
they
they're
want,
trying to shut down the conversation.
Well, they're trying to shut down your confidence, which is
right.
the tool you use to actually achieve public speaking. Because if you're like nervy, you're going to shudder and you won't be as present or able to deliver as well.
Yes.
And so there's some undermining that goes with that. But I think the idea of externalizing, you know, if the people here aren't familiar with it, it comes out of narrative therapy. And it's one of the main things that they use, that people aren't the problem, the problem's the problem. And not only, like, if it happens to us, it's really good, because suddenly it's not being taken so personally. You can go, people aren't the problem's the problem. And the reason that's true with a lot of mainstream narrative is that a lot of people aren't really making well-thought-out decisions, but they're basically doing what the rest of society do.
Right.
And, you know, and we can see there's often two sides of that, because it's often political. But basically, people aren't really thinking at their higher level, which is where their integrity comes from, but they're doing the way that the other people do it,
yes.
following the rules of the game, constantly discussing, which is and discussing life like that. What Carl Jung says is when people do that, like Sigmund Freud called that the superego, basically
Right.
what everybody does, and they all
Right.
copy each other, and then you have generational patterns. And
Yes.
so what Jung said about that is they're not actually conscious decisions, right? So when people just follow what everyone else does, it's not really a conscious decision. And so, but when you get to your real individual quality, that is more thought out, and it becomes a free choice, right? And he actually said something like, until one gets over the group thinking, he said, one's own yes and no isn't really their yes and no until they've actually gone through the process of actually looking at all of the choices, because a free choice is only a free choice when all the options are given. If some of the options start being taken away, it's not really a free choice. It becomes more of an unconscious thing, which I
Right.
think is really interesting. Unconscious that it's not, it won't be coming to where your integrity is, because all of those higher vibrations, they're well thought out positions that people have developed over time, usually to become, because integrity you develop over time. Because
Yes.
it's not a naive thing, it's something through experience. We go, well, I'm going to take this position on something.
Yes. Yes. And quite often people, because everyone says, well, let's not get political because it's not sort of necessary. But I do know that when I first started doing kinesiology, 30 years ago, and I was worried about what my brother, the doctor, would say about it because, of course, it's in the pseudosciences, so to speak. So, then you're always trying to live up to the expectation. You're never going to live up to expectations of doctors. And I remember a doctor saying to me, she was dating a psychiatrist once. And the doctor was actually saying that they believe, most medical doctors see psychiatry as a pseudoscience. They don't treat those doctors as real doctors. They're sort of
Oh,
like
okay.
even within the mainstream, there's
Yeah, I've
even a
seen it.
hierarchy of professional respect. So you can imagine where massage and kinesiology and naturopathy ends up, on that spectrum.
Well,
So
it's
yeah.
in, it's really a part of allied health. And
Yes.
so,
And the good thing with me is because I've got lots of experience and have helped thousands of people, people can say I'm a fraud. I know it's not true. But it's hard. And this is what I was sort of thinking for my next bout of kinesiology students. What do we say to them to help them live within their integrity while they are practicing and studying and building their belief system? Because that's a tough thing, isn't it? Is
well, it's
building that
really,
belief
really,
system in the midst of abuse.
It's really interesting that you brought in externalization to this idea, because when you externalize things, it takes out the personal aspect, which is emotional, right? It's no longer about the people, it's about the problem. And a lot of difficulties in these types of things become like a fighting pattern between couples,
Yes.
right? Once a couple started fighting, it's a pattern. It's no longer about what they're talking about at all. It's about escalating.
Yes.
And so those people online who are calling Brené Brown fat and calling you a fraud, they're actually trying to escalate something,
Right.
because that's what that style of people does. They want to create escalation, right? They want to keep the fighting pattern up,
So they're getting
right?
some
They
what?
don't
So
want
they're
to
getting
resolve
some
it.
dopamine, or so that they're
Oh.
getting something out of it.
Definitely all, oh, excuse me, all of those styles of things, they say, like, there's easy to reference, but they say that they get a dope abusive people get like a hit from it. Oh,
Yes.
you've stirred them up. You know what I mean? Oh, you kind of ruffle their feathers. And
Yes.
there's something satisfying about putting people down like
Yes.
that on a neurological level.
Interesting.
There's a
So
couple
it
of
gives them
different
the higher
commentators.
ground or something. So it's.
I'm just trying to think of the guy who talks about that, psychologist. Anyway, but yeah, they get a hit from it, and it's like, because, oh,
Yeah.
but that pattern might be coming generationally from how they learnt in
Yes.
at home or somewhere else, or at it might be, but there's some reason that that comes about. But you see people in couples who are fighting with each other, they're not really fighting about anything anymore. It's just this pattern of amplification and yeah, like acceleration and what was the word I used before? They're trying to cause a
Escalation.
escalation. And
Yeah.
once there's a pattern of escalation, like because things are similar socially in all types of relationship as coupled stuff, is that there's entropy attached to it. And entropy means it's going to keep degrading until somebody does something about it.
Right.
And
Because I, you know, because
by
I,
externalizing it takes that personal part out.
yeah.
And you can take the personal out of both people and you can go, what's really the problem here? And all of a sudden the emotions can calm down and you say, oh, the problem's this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's very helpful. It's helpful in counseling and it's helpful in real life situations too.
Yeah.
Because you can use it for so many things.
Yeah. And quite often, the people who are getting that dopamine hit by being abusive, they're not interested in facts, they're not interested in knowledge, they're not interested. They just want to stamp it down because they have a belief and they want to stick to their own belief.
Oh, they're interested in being right.
Oh, right, of course. How silly
Like,
of me.
if you look at it, it's all about being right. And so now
Right.
we've got black and white thinking that's not nuanced,
Yes.
right? Because black and white thinking is always like, it's not looking at all of the facts or all of the options.
Yeah.
It's just, right, there's the only way. And you're like, you're wrong, stupid, you're fat, you're a fraud. It's not very intelligent. And I don't, and as far as integrity goes, I mean, what could you call it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I suppose to the people out there, because there's so many people not living in integrity and they're not even aware of it. They're dulling down their senses every day by, you know, watching Netflix and getting drunk and being on medications and taking painkillers and all sorts of things. So they're not even thinking about living in integrity. It's not even a thought process. They're simply going through the motions, like you say, of unconsciously living life,
But
which
that's been
is,
like that forever.
it
It's like,
has.
it's not a
It
new
has.
thing.
But, you
And
know, I,
some people break out of it
yes. And I
and
think one
become.
of the things from a perspective, quite often when I've got clients with anxiety, part of it is that they're not living with anxiety. You know, they know that their life doesn't feel right. So anxiety can be one of those little, or depression, you know, we're not standing up for ourselves, or, you know, anything that's symptoms can be that sign that, hey, maybe there's something going on in here that we need to pay attention
Sure.
so we can move forward.
Well, if symptoms come up and start causing trouble, then it's good to work with them.
Yeah, good to suppress those with some medications. Only
Oh, you
joking.
can. Well, that's one thing you can do in the short term, and it
Yeah.
can be really good for people. Or, but getting under the trying to work out what the problem is,
Yeah.
while you're in a state like that and stuck in it,
Yeah.
like it's really worth getting help to get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, thanks for chewing the fat with me today, David. The
Hey.
avocado fat. Yeah. Not
Well,
the seed oils.
it's the end of school holidays.
Yay. So lots of yeah. Good. Go anyway, go
Okay,
enjoy your holidays. See you next week.
well, I'm going to the weekend with full integrity and your
Woo!
blessing. Thanks, Madonna.
Excellent. Thanks, David.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.